about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And, I'm losing my voice. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry, I was sick yesterday. I tried to do as much of the show that I can yesterday. Thank you all for being patient. I hate playing the best of if I don't have to. But we are live right now going into this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Wonderful Friday evening. Opening up the phone lines. Anything you want to talk about? Of course, if you're driving, please be careful. Make sure you have somebody else call in for you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Please find us on Twitter, right? Not that during the show you have to find us on Twitter, but after the show, find us on Twitter. And then I'm just writing a little note to, we got Donovan working the dials. And Donovan has been amazing. I mean, it's a holiday weekend, and he is here. We are both going to be live tomorrow. We are going to be live. I know. I'll probably get him. To talk. I love it when Donovan comes on with us. But anyway, we're working. I don't start my Memorial Day weekend till after Saturday. Going to head over to L.A. for a little bit. It's going to be good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We got a lot to talk about today. If you missed any of the show that we had earlier this evening, we went through some of the dreams. We listened to some of your messages and emails. We also discussed some of the latest in medical news. Apparently, they're working on a male birth control, which is pretty cool. We talked about stroke still high in stroke belt states of the United States. So we'll try to hit the highlights today, as well as things that haven't been talked about. But if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you go to the website and hit the on-demand button. It plays the last few hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then there's also a link to archives, podcasts, etc. Also, the GCN Live app. Definitely check out the GCN Live app, because that also gets you hooked up with all GCN's great hosts, and you could listen to our shows that way as well. And it's great, too. I know many of you are driving into town, driving out of town, getting out of Dodge. See, I want to see Dodge. A vacation for me was to go to Dodge. Everybody's like, I got to get out of Dodge. I would love to see Dodge. To me, that would be an amazing vacation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have some of your phone calls that you've left for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I love your show, and I like the segment on heat, mm-hmm. and I listen to the XM. And I just wanted to leave a comment and say that, you know, some of these mm-hmm. studies, it's so funny because they're not exactly accurate. Mm-hmm. I heard you say that in the one study, they said it was the hottest April in the Western Hemisphere, mm-hmm. and that is not true. Where I live in Texas, we had extreme drought, and from Easter all the way through, we had over 100 degree days for over 100 days.
I know, I remember.
Record-setting days with record-setting heat last year, and this year, this last April was much better. We had a little bit more rainfall. So I don't exactly believe in studies. Thank you again. I love your show.
No, thank you. You know what? I tell you, I'm with you on that. Having had to read study after study and then discussing it in journal club and then arguing with your colleagues on the study, absolutely. I take many of these studies with a grain of salt. But my approach to a lot of these studies is a little different. One of the experiences I had that really changed the way I thought was, and I've brought this up on the show many times, back in the late 90s when I was in training, they taught us that if you have a woman who's menopausal, you have to put her on estrogen to protect her heart, to protect her bones. If you don't, it's malpractice. So we put everybody on estrogen. Meanwhile, I find a study, right, that says you may want to hold your horses. Estrogen can, you know, cause heart disease. And when I brought that up, and I was in a room full of men, male doctors, you know, they're like, oh, little girl, please, you know, thank you, but you could sit down. I'm like, well, wait a second. I mean, this is a study. And like, oh, but there's all these other studies. There's thousands of studies saying estrogen is safe on the heart. So your one study compared to those, Dahlia, thank you, but take that study out of here. And then what happened in 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative? They had to stop the study because women were having heart disease, breast cancer, etc. And so now we don't want to give estrogen to women with heart disease. So I'm in agreement with you. There were all these studies that my superior doctors were touting, saying, Dahlia, you have to look at these studies. And they outweighed the one little study that I found saying estrogen could cause heart disease. And I agree with you. Some of these studies, you're like, what? How could those? So I lost a lot of faith in studies with that, because if my one little study ended up being proven correct a few years later, how the heck did all these other studies fly? You know, you hear one thing is safe, you hear one thing that isn't, you know, and again, there's so many different variables that go into, we've talked about how they do these studies. Some of them are very well done. And I'll tell you, if I read a study, that's one thing we have to learn in medical school. How to identify a study that counts versus how to identify a study that could be a little biased. You know, if the study was done and authored by people researching the drug for the pharmaceutical company, or if it was sponsored by the pharmaceutical company, you know, it's going to be a little biased, okay? You know, because the pharmaceutical company wants to sell their drug. So they're going to show the data. I mean, they're not going to do it unethically. I mean, they will go, look, you see it works, and they'll show the data that shows it works, et cetera. And they may not concentrate on all the other aspects, which is why the FDA has that screening process, because if people do have side effects, et cetera. But as you could see, you know, many of these studies contradict each other. You know, like, for example, do we take bone density medication, the bisphosphonates, to protect your bones? Do we not? So what I do is if something raised an eyebrow, that's what it's doing. It's raising your eyebrow. Keep that eyebrow raised. Keep an eye on future, you know, information. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Good day, this is Peter Krasnabel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls and your emails on this beautiful Friday night coming into Memorial Day weekend. I know many of you are out there on the road. Please be careful. Hands in the 10 and 2 position. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Doctor, I'm new to the show and love it. What is your stand on alternative medicine? Oh, I think alternative medicine is way cool. All right, if you're new to the show, then I just have to give you a quick rundown, because many of you, you already know me, and you know, but for those of you who are kind of new, I'm a family doctor. I'm an MD. I went to the University of Nevada, Reno. My last year, I was able to do at UCLA, so I could, be with my husband and plan a wedding and do my final year at UCLA, because I was thinking about eventually living in Los Angeles. So I did my fourth year there, went back to Reno to graduate. But going to an MD school, it's probably among all the types of physicians out there the least alternative. You know, you're an allopathic doctor. The doctor of osteopathics are your DOs. You have your doctor of chiropractic, which is my husband, etc. But I got into an MD school, and I, you know, didn't know that there was anything else, really. And I loved it, and that's what I did. Now, marrying my husband opened up the door for me to be educated on a variety of different alternative type approaches. You know, chiropractic school, they teach you how to touch somebody. Same thing with, you know, Dr. Osteopathic. You know, now my school, luckily, was run by Dr. Jerry May, as well as an amazing dean. and who had an approach, a very big psychological approach. So they also was, you know, were for luck. You know, you can hug a patient, you can put your hand on them, et cetera. You know, you don't have to be cold. And it gave us a very warm approach, but still not an alternative approach. All right. And you didn't have time to learn alternative medicine. You had to learn surgery and delivering babies. And, you know, you had to learn so many other things, all the medications, all the drug names, how the drugs were made, the chemistry behind them, that you didn't have time to learn acupuncture. You didn't have time to learn homeopathy. You didn't have time. And it was easier to just learn the allopathic route, which is what we did. So I learned a lot from my husband, who's a chiropractor. Right? But he does a lot more of the mainstream chiropractic. You know, I know there's a variety of ways to do chiropractic, Gonstead, and, you know, and he does, you know, he does a lot of musculoskeletal type work. He doesn't like to treat diabetes or anything like that. He likes to treat more musculoskeletal issues and do the physical therapy, etc. But the one thing I learned from him, and no giggles, is the art of massage and physical therapy. And how, even though we learn about that in medical school, I mean, to actually see patients, because I practice with my husband, to see patients coming into the office in pain, like having torticollis, where you wake up in the morning with a stiff neck, a wry neck, and you can't move. Well, what do I do as an allopathic doctor? Well, I can order some physical therapy and tell them to do some stretches, and here's some ice, and here's some medication, etc. But they still walk out with a kink in their neck. Yet, when I see a chiropractor or my husband work on them, they're actually going, phew, I feel better. And you're like, wow. You know, and that's the one thing I kind of miss with emergency room. You know, in ER, got to sew people up, got to take out the bullet. You know, a shoulder was dislocated, you got to put the shoulder back. So I kind of miss that. I miss the doing part. I can't stand handing people prescriptions. I can't stand doing this. Now, that doesn't mean I'm anti-prescription, and it doesn't mean I'm anti-pharma. I mean, trust me, I love certain chemotherapeutic agents. I love cholesterol medicines. If my patient's blood pressure is in control and he doesn't get a stroke, I love the blood pressure medicine. So, you know, I'm still an MD all the way. But I have a huge appreciation for alternative medicine. Now, I opened my mind even further when one of my MD friends, who I went to school with, decided to learn homeopathy. So after residency, we both went to family practice residency, he decides to learn homeopathy and acupuncture. And we all went to practice together, my husband, me, and him, Dr. Curry. So we call it integrated family medicine, and he would do, even though he did regular medicine, he would do acupuncture and homeopathy. So I got to see how acupuncture needles went in. I got to feel acupuncture needles. They don't hurt. It's cool, way cool. And I sought help with migraines, et cetera. So I, you know, even though it probably wasn't the most comprehensive lesson I could get, I was able to learn a lot. And then the whole homeopathic thing, which is why I talk a little bit about homeopathy. Again, I don't know enough to practice. All right. And unfortunately, in the world we live in, if you don't know enough about what you're doing, you better not practice it. Because if something goes wrong, you'll get sued. All right. And you'll feel guilty the rest of your life that something went wrong, etc. So even though I have an amazing appreciation for alternative medicine, I don't know much about it. Okay, so now what about all these supplements that are out there? Well, it's pretty overwhelming. You know, it's really overwhelming. I don't know which brand is the best. I don't know how much, you know, people should be taking on a regular basis of some of these mixed herbs and Chinese herbs. I don't know. Do I think Chinese herbs have a place in medicine? Absolutely. It's just, unfortunately, no one's studying them. Now, we were talking about, you know, previously on the show how, you know, these pharmaceutical companies, in order for them to do the study, you know, A, they need to have finances, but B, they have to hope that they're going to get the finances back when they sell the product. So, you know, for pharmaceutical, you aren't really going to see pharmaceutical companies put money towards these studies on garlic or cinnamon. You know, we had a huge study with niacin come out because one of the pharmaceutical companies was adding niacin to their medication. Same thing with fish oil. Because they were producing a product that had to do with fish oil, they had money to put a study. So, you know, you got this information on the fish oil. Now, it might not be the best study because it was a study promoting their drug, of course, but you just don't get enough. So if you told me, Dr. Dahlia, I'm taking this medication, this is what I'm taking, or this over-the-counter supplement, you know, many times if I haven't heard of it, I can't really guide you on it. So I don't want people who listen to my show and come in halfway through the conversation thinking I'm against alternative medicine, because I'm not. I think the stuff is cool. I think we really need to learn how to integrate it into our system. Unfortunately, until we have any, you know, waivers or any types of exonerations of liability, you aren't going to see doctors jump on it. You see? I mean, for example, if I had a person with a headache that came in, I would rather see them do massage, physical therapy, chiropractic, and acupuncture. I would rather do that than treat them with migraine medication. I'd love to do that. Right? You know, but that takes time, and you do treatment, and then they leave, and a lot of times they don't come back to you. You know, when you order physical therapy, and they have to pay every time they go to the physical therapist, or they have to leave work to go to the physical therapist, a lot of times you don't get them back. And that's okay, because again, you know, if they have a condition where you don't have to watch them that closely. But with headaches, you got to watch them kind of closely. What if the headache's worsening? I've had headaches that ended up being a bleed in the brain. Now, again, it's rare, but it can happen. And so you don't see doctors jumping on a lot of these treatments because liability-wise, they want to make sure that you're following back up. They could watch you, they could test you, etc. So it's frustrating. Like acid reflux, for example, I know that there's papaya. There's so many things out there that you could probably take to cut back on your acid reflux. But there is no way a doctor is not going to recommend somebody evaluate you for already esophageal changes and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Because God forbid you end up having Barrett's esophagus that turns into esophageal cancer. You need to explain to a jury what you did. And the prosecuting attorney can very easily make a case that your complementary medicine slowed everything down, which I think is baloney. But again, it doesn't matter what I think is baloney. It matters what the jury believes. And that's where it goes. Some of these juries are smart. Some of these juries are a little kooky. Like we got this one juror on the John Edwards trial who I guess CNN reported was flirting with him. She's an alternate juror, but she's been talking to him and flirting with him. I didn't know you could do that. So, you know, you're dealing with varying levels of intelligence sometimes. And so if the prosecuting attorney can convince a jury that you delayed, quote unquote, appropriate treatment because you went with something alternative, you're dead in the water. And it's a shame because so many doctors, I think, really deep down want to use alternative treatments. They really do. And they don't. You know, like I've talked about, for example, I think one of the best remedies for acne is Colgate toothpaste. All right. Now, there is no study. There is nothing, no study out there that says you could do the Colgate toothpaste. All right. But I've seen it work. All right. You know how cheap that is? Right. It works. I mean, right. Or dry feet and urine. You know, people that, you know, pee in the shower and urinate on their feet. They have the smoothest feet. Now, I will not, as a family doctor, who's an MD, tell you to go urinate on your feet. But I'm going to tell you, I can tell my patients that do pee in the shower because their feet are gorgeous. I mean, of course, they're cleaned, luckily, by the time I see them. So, you know, like I said, there is definitely a place in this world. We have so many things at our disposal. It's just liability-wise, we're not able to use them. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ally C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ally Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ally C or Ally Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard from Riverside writes, Doctor, I've been following you for a while, and I hear you discuss frivolous lawsuits. What suits do you feel are appropriate as a legal recourse for patients? No, worded very well. I don't like frivolous lawsuits. So I think that was very well worded. Do I think we still need a legal system and some sort of punishment for medical providers that act completely negligent? Absolutely. You know, I mean, thank God we live in the country that we have, and we have the legal system that we do. I think, unfortunately, many times it's abused. But, for example, you know, if you have a doctor that comes to work drunk, right, and then operates and, you know, chops off the wrong leg, amputates the wrong leg, I mean, that doctor should not be practicing anymore. Absolutely. If, let's say, your doctor does not believe in mammograms and you keep begging him to order you one and you eventually have breast cancer, absolutely. You know, but for many of you that have been, you know, listening to my show, you've heard of some of these cases For example, in the news today, I don't know if I have the source. Remember there was a gentleman that came down with flesh-eating bacteria? And so he blamed his doctor because the patient himself was diabetic and said, well, the doctor should have never operated if I was a diabetic. And it looks like it got thrown out, the judge, you know, throughout the case. But you see, this is an example of what happens. All right. You know, if you're being diabetic and you're going to the doctor and you're having a surgery, and apparently he wanted an erectile dysfunction surgery, penis implants, etc., then he ends up acquiring a nasty flesh-eating bacteria. It ended up eating through his organ. He needed it amputated. Excuse me. And so he wanted to sue the doctor, saying, but I was diabetic, so you should have never operated on me. Well, you know, if that's the case, then nobody would ever operate on a diabetic again. True, if you have diabetes, you're going to be more vulnerable to infections. Absolutely. But if this case went through, then doctors would say, well, if you're diabetic, you get nothing. Now, here's the problem. Many diabetics, you know, have heart disease. So what if you need a stent? What if you need a pacemaker? What if you're having kidney issues? You see? So it's you know, those types of lawsuits may not be considered frivolous. You know, I kind of classify frivolous lawsuits, even though I know the term has been expanded, and gratefully so. But if you ask me what I would define as a frivolous lawsuit, is you needing to, let's say, get a lipoma, a little fatty tumor taken out. The tumor gets taken out and it leaves a scar. And you end up not liking the scar, so you sue because of the scar. You know, and I know that's probably one of the, you know, one of the extreme cases of frivolous lawsuit, but that's how I look at it. You know, in this particular case, you know, I think if a doctor is doing the standard of care, he is trying to help you, and a bad outcome just occurs, that's really not his fault, I don't think he should be sued. You know, now, let's say he was operating on this gentleman's penis, okay, and he wasn't using aseptic technique, and he was doing it in the garage, right? And he was like, for example, we had that dentist who was practicing dentistry in his house. Okay, somebody gets an infection there, absolutely. There is gross negligence. See what I mean? You know, but I mean, if you're in a sterile setting and you're in an operating room, et cetera, and, you know, for some reason the patient picks up bacteria at home, how could that be the doctor's fault? Now, let's say the doctor was sewing you up and decides for funsies to leave you half open. Just, you know what, I'm tired. We stapled part of you. I'll leave the other part nice and wide open. Let's see what happens. Air gets to it. Again, that's negligence. It's not the standard of care. So, you know, so you kind of see where I'm going with that. Yeah, I had a very good friend of mine sued. This was a very difficult case. There was a young lady who just had a baby, no insurance, who had rectal bleeding. Many of you have already heard this case. She had rectal bleeding and hemorrhoids. And so she asked for some hemorrhoid medicine. She got hemorrhoid medicine a few months later, doing well, doing okay, but wanted a refill. Got a refill. A few months after that, my friend sees her and goes, look, really? You're still needing these? Why don't you go and see a GI doctor? I don't have money. I told you, I don't have money. I don't. But he's like, we really got to get this checked out. We're at the 7-month mark, please. So he talks her into getting checked out. She gets checked out, and the doctor finds rectal cancer. But at that time, it was pretty aggressive, and she ended up dying. Family sues my friend because he didn't send her to the GI doctor day one. He waited 7 months. Well, he didn't wait 7 months. You know, by the third follow-up, he felt a specialist was in order. So he got the patient to a specialist, and he did whatever he could, finding somebody who would work with her in her financial state. No malice. He didn't come to work drunk. He helped her. Yet because the other side was able to make a case that the help didn't come quick enough, they tried to say he was negligent and won. So you see, this is what scares a lot of doctors into ordering tests, getting specialists, etc. Now I teach my medical students day one, anybody that has any rectal bleed, hemorrhoid, you send them to GI. I don't care. I don't care. Just send them. Because you're going to get in trouble if you don't. But Dr. Dahlia, that's the problem with healthcare. It's not the whole problem. It's a problem. but not the whole problem with healthcare, okay? There's a lot of other reasons why we're in the healthcare mess that we are, and I've delineated those. I won't go into them. But, yes, one aspect is, all right, we need to refer, or we will get sued if we didn't refer quick enough. Same thing with that, with the brain tumor case I told you all about. Doctor, I know, saw a patient that had headaches. He had some sinus headaches. Doctor ordered a sinus scan. Patient still had headaches. Scan was normal. Orders a head scan. Head scan was normal. A few months later, patient asked for a refill of headache medicine. He goes, really, you still have headaches? Let's do an MRI. So he orders an MRI. MRI is normal. He's like, all right, well, we'll just, you know, continue to give you these medicine and see how you do. A few months later, patient comes back for a refill. And he's like, you know what? I've done everything. I've done CAT scans on you, two of them. I've done an MRI. Let's get a headache specialist, a neurologist, to take a look at you. Why not? Patient said, good idea. Let's do it. You know, I mean, everybody got along, right? Patient goes to a neurologist. The first thing the neurologist does is repeat the MRI. They always will. They'll always repeat the test. The specialist will do it. And when he did, he found a brain tumor. The brain tumor was not big enough to be seen on the first MRI. The original doctor got sued and lost because he didn't, quote unquote, send the patient to the neurologist sooner. So you see what's happening here. We're not practicing medicine by the heart. We have to now practice medicine to save our butts, because you are no good to your practice of patients if you are out of malpractice insurance. Your malpractice company, they'll drop you. If your premiums are $25,000 a year and they have to pay a $2 million lawsuit, you're going to get dropped because they're not going to make the money back on you. They only want people that don't cost them money. So you lose your malpractice insurance and you can't practice. What good are you to other patients? You know, we always tell you, you know, make sure you're well. You are no good sick to other people. You know, many people are like, I can't take care of myself. I got to take care of my loved one. So I'll worry about myself later. Worry about yourself today, because you are no good to your loved one or other loved ones if you're sick. Well, same thing. You know, doctors should not be selfish. And, you know, we are probably, you know, the main profession that harbors that unselfishness. We do so many things at risk, whether it's liability-wise or even health-wise. We'll deal with tuberculosis patients and HIV patients and hepatitis patients, knowing we're at risk for acquiring the disease, but we're happy to do so. You know, but it, unfortunately, you know, you have to be litigiously smart, because this is how lawsuits happen. You could be a really good guy, just like both those doctors. They got along great with the patients, going, look, you know, I've done these tests, and, you know, don't you think it's a good idea to look further? It's not that these people asked. Now, the only problem is, in a court case, did they change the story? Did they say, oh, I begged the doctor to send me to a specialist, and they wouldn't? Well, you know, I mean, what happened? So, unfortunately, that's a situation that we're in. And it was a great question. Keep the calls coming and the emails coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on our Facebook fan page. If we are off air and we're not live, you could still call in with your medical questions and we'll play them. Let us know what hour you listen, when you listen, where you listen, so we can make sure we play it the next time you hear. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, and thank you all for listening. So I don't know, I guess another biography was released detailing President Obama and his history of smoking pot, and, you know, I guess this is David Marinus's soon-to-be-released biography. From what I understand, there was a group of him that used to smoke in Hawaii. I guess he would intercept the dube. That's where all this interception is coming in. They grab the dude and say, intercept it. From what I understand, the dealer, the one that supplied he and his friends with the marijuana, is dead. He got beat up by a lover. So all this stuff is coming out in the book. Personally, I don't care. You know, I think we're wasting a lot of time. You know, we have some major, major issues. And at this point, if the president is leaving in November, you know, I mean, I know many people are like, you know, Dahlia, I thought you were conservative. You know, come on, we have a president who was smoking pot. Okay, remember what happened with Clinton? Okay, and remember, everybody's like, oh my gosh, he smoked, but he did inhale. You know, and all of a sudden now it's okay. Remember, we were all shocked with President Clinton, but now with President Obama, it's like, oh, well, he's cool. You know, I think still many people want to think our president is superhuman. That's why we have such an issue with the Secret Service right now. You know, we don't want to think that the Secret Service is having sex on the job or when they're supposed to be scouting, you know, for the president's security. We want to know that you don't want to think that your Secret Service agents are checking out Sarah Palin. You don't want to think that they're having sex with prostitutes because you want to think that they're superhuman. Because remember, they're supposed to protect the president. They're supposed to take a bullet for him. Okay? You don't want to think that they're sitting there looking, you know, because when the Secret Service is looking, they kind of look very stoic, right? They're standing there, they're looking at the crowd. You don't want to have that knowledge that they could be checking people out. Now, of course, they're human beings, right? Most likely, if somebody is on the job, right, and they're to protect the president, I am sure if they saw somebody that they were attracted to, they would check them out. I am sure of it. It's just we don't want to know that. We don't want to know that, right? You know, the more I hear about President Obama, the less I like him. And, you know, even though, yes, I'm, you know, looking forward to the, you know, election and hopefully him leaving, I still don't want to hear the bad stuff about him. I don't care. I don't want to know that he was sitting there smoking pot. It just makes me less comforted in, you know, who's heading the country. Now, not that pot is the worst thing, but, you know, it's wasting our time and bringing up the negativity. Okay, you know, it's a shame because I want us to be in a world where the person we are choosing and hiring to run our country is the best man for the job. And you just don't want to see all this other stuff, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, I know many of you don't like President Obama, and that's fine. I hear you. You know, I'm not a huge fan, obviously, but, you know, spending time on all this pot stuff is, you know, and I guess also there's other drugs that, you know, he used that were stronger. At this point, I just don't think it matters. I don't think we should be wasting our time and energy. We got to find people jobs. You know, obviously, you know, he doesn't appear to be the most effective president. I doubt that has anything to do with this pot history. So it's just a waste of time to talk about. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we had a hostage situation. I believe he shot himself. It was over a debt. Gentleman in Indiana, that he, I guess, took over a Prudential office building. It was pretty scary for some time. Many people were able to leave. Then there were a couple people still left in the building. But from what I understand, he let all the hostages go. No hostages were hurt. Okay, what else is going on here? As obesity rates rise, kidney stones double. We don't usually see a lot of kidney-related issues in terms of stones and obesity. But apparently, this new study says 1 in 11 Americans develop kidney stones, according to scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles, and Rand Corp. In contrast, only 1 in 20 Americans develop kidney stones. They say kidney stones are very common, and we're starting to see this more common. We've talked about kidney stones. You could have calcium kidney stones, urate, oxalate, compositions of a uric acid. My kidney stone was uric acid. And they accumulate, they crystallize, and these are then pretty obstructive. And as you try to urinate, I don't know if any of you have ever passed a kidney stone, it is miserable, and it's worse than labor. Don't ever let a woman tell you labor was worse. I've had both. The kidney stone was worse than labor. I thought I was going to die. Labor, you know there's an end. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The baby has to come out one way or another. Kidney stone, I didn't know when it was going to end. It was horrible. But it's interesting how they find a relationship with obesity. I was in my 20s when I had it. I was very slim at the time. So apparently they said here, a professor, Brian Matlaga, associate professor of urology, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and author, commented that between 1994 and 2010, the increase of kidney stones was 63%. That is staggering. So they think kidney stones are a systemic condition and are associated with other disorders like diabetes and obesity. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you start to see people that have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, start having high uric acid. You know, it's not a shock. So, and I'm wondering, do we have to treat the high uric acid? They're saying also our vitamin D levels in our Asian American, especially our Japanese men, we need to watch because that low vitamin D levels could put them at risk for stroke. Make sure all of you, though, get your vitamin D levels. They also say few Hispanic people, adults, are being screened for skin cancer. Only 1 in 14 Hispanic adults in the United States has ever been screened for skin cancer. All right, lack of health insurance, people feeling that their skin is darker, so it's protective. But no, Hispanics are more likely than whites to be diagnosed with more advanced melanoma earlier. So if you are Hispanic, black, etc., you should be going to the dermatologist as often as everybody else. We all should be going to the dermatologist, getting our once-a-year skin cancer screens, or have your doctor screen you. All right, what else is going on here? African scientists warn that eating monkeys and apes could cause the next HIV. Scientists in Cameroon have warned that eating monkeys and apes, right, could cause the next HIV. They're already tracking an HIV-like virus called the simian foamy virus. Foamy. And fear more viruses could spread and lead to global health crisis. 80% of the meat eaten in Cameroon is killed in the wild and known as bushmeat, with gorilla, chimpanzee, or monkey favorites. That's interesting. CDC has identified evidence of viruses, including simian foamy virus, and illegally imported wildlife products confiscated at several airports. All right, apparently, they've tested blood of all apes arriving. He says he has recently detected the simian foamy virus in apes. Well, what does that mean? I mean, if you eat it, you're going to get AIDS. Is that what they're saying? He also believes that Ebola may be present, which caused a recent mass death in a nearby village. In the village of Bacalion, our brothers found a dead gorilla in the forest. They took it back to the village and ate the meat. Almost immediately, everyone died. 25 men, women, and children. The only person who didn't die was the woman who didn't eat the meat. Okay, that's pretty scary stuff. They say deep poachers go into the forest, and the more the primates are consumed, the more exposed people become to new unknown viruses, and the more potential there is for viruses to mutate to potentially aggressive forms. That's some scary stuff. All right. All right, the exact method of transmission has not been conserved, but there are indications that the virus may be transmitted through exposure, blood, saliva, and other bodily fluids. Oh, that's weird. Well, honestly, I don't really see myself eating gorilla anytime soon, but we need to definitely warn the rest of you. Okay, guys. Have a great start of your Memorial Day weekend. We will be live tomorrow at 10 in the morning, Pacific time. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Have a good night.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.